Blackstone Audio presents It's What I Do, A Photographer's Life of Love and War by Lindsay Addario. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Paul and Lucas, My Two Loves. Prelude. Ajdabiya, Libya, March 2011. In the perfect light of a crystal-clear morning, I stood outside a putty-colored cement hospital near Ajdabiya, a small city on Libya's northern coast, more than 500 miles east of Tripoli. Several other journalists and I were looking at a car that had been hit during a morning airstrike. Its back window had been blown out, and human remains were splattered all over the back seat. There was part of a brain on the passenger seat. Shards of skull were embedded in the rear parcel shelf. Hospital employees in white medical uniforms carefully picked up the pieces and placed them in a bag. I picked up my camera to shoot what I had shot so many times before, then put it back down, stepping aside to let the other photographers have their turn. I couldn't do it that day. It was March 2011, the beginning of the Arab Spring. After Tunisia and Egypt erupted into unexpectedly euphoric and triumphant revolutions against their longtime dictators, millions of ordinary people shouting and dancing in the streets in celebration of their newfound freedom, Libyans revolted against their own homegrown tyrant, Muammar al-Qaddafi. He had been in power for more than 40 years, funding terrorist groups across the world, while he tortured, killed, and disappeared his fellow Libyans. Qaddafi was a maniac. I hadn't covered Tunisia and Egypt because I was on assignment in Afghanistan, and it had pained